President Catherine Connolly made the Irish language one of her big themes in her inauguration speech yesterday, making it clear in her address at Dublin Castle that Gaeilge would be the working language in the Áras and, as she put it, would not be spoken in a low voice. Well, we're joined in our studio now by Harry McGee, political correspondent with the Irish Times. Not a man to say anything in a low voice.
Thank you very much.
Irish or English, Fáilte go Clár. Ligamish don Gaeilge blahu, President Connolly said yesterday, let us allow Irish to blossom. She clearly does love the language and emphasised, I suppose, by the fact that she'd chosen a Gaeilge school to visit on her first day. What did you think of her decision to make the Irish language a central part of her speech yesterday?
Yeah, well, in fairness to Michael D. Higgins, I mean, Michael D. Higgins is also a beautiful Irish speaker and used Irish on every occasion, but she has actually made a strategic decision to make it a central part of her presidency, including making it a working language within the Áras. I'm not sure how practicable that will be, because that will require that everybody working within the Áras would have a high proficiency in Irish. There are staff there who are permanent staff, so it will take some work for that to be achieved. But she certainly sent out a very clear signal yesterday that Irish would be central to everything she does in the presidency. She said, Tirgan Tianga, Tirgan Anam, and as you said, Ligamish Don Gaeilge Avlohu. I'll be esoteric for a second. I wasn't sure if that was the future tense or the imperative tense when she said it, because there was an F in the script, but I think it might have been imperative. Let Irish blossom. But she also talked about Irish being suppressed over the years, deliberately in some cases. So it was quite a political, even though we don't think about the language in political terms, it was quite a political take on the place of the Irish language in our nation.
Yes, but the president does also have her critics in relation to her attitude towards the Irish language. There are people who don't see her promotion of the Irish language as bringing about a sort of a new cultural confidence, but see it as being exclusionary, that it excludes people who don't have proficiency. And as you pointed out there yourself, that there are people maybe who aren't sure about their grammar and so on, and they might not feel confident speaking it. So, I mean, what do you think, will she be mindful of that when she begins her presidency?
I think she will. I think like everything, there has to be a balance, and I think you have to use a mixture of the carrot and the stick. I mean, everything can't be always done by consensus. Sometimes you have to take slightly more difficult decisions that won't be crowd pleasers. But if she were to issue a fiat in respect of Irish and Irish use, I don't think that would go down particularly well. But that wouldn't be her approach at all. I think her approach will be to encourage, to talk to people and to use dialogue to bring people along. I don't think that there will be any form of, you know, mandatory or necessity there. I think the whole thrust of what she's saying is to promote rather than to force.
And do you think that will be effective, that her ambitions and her intentions to promote the language, that will fuel an interest in the language and maybe encourage people to go back and relearn it?
Absolutely, and we saw the reaction from Gaelscoil in Chicora this morning, where the kids and the teachers and the parents were really enthusiastic. I think there is a relatively benign wind behind the Irish language at the moment. There's a disposition amongst the public that is positive towards the Irish language and replaces what has been for generations a kind of a negative attitude to Irish and the way that Irish has been taught. And we've seen it with the success of NECAP, the success of Colin Barrett's fantastic film Colleen Kuhn, and other great initiatives in the Irish language. I think that she is essentially another element in perhaps what might be a mini renaissance in relation to the Irish language, and I don't see any kind of compellability in what she's saying. I think it's more to encourage people to speak Irish from here on in.
All right. Stay with us, Harry. We've been hearing across the programme about the government's new housing plan, which will be discussed at the Cabinet this morning. Taoiseach Micheál Martin has been speaking about it in the past few minutes.
Obviously, the National Housing Plan, the Minister will bring that before Cabinet. We had a very extensive meeting again earlier in the week at the Cabinet subcommittee. And that will outline our ambitions for housing over the next number of years, encompassing very significant measures that we've already taken in terms of infrastructural investment, budgetary measures, and now significant additional funding for the Land Development Agency for local authorities and approved housing bodies, aiming to get 300,000 houses built over up to 2030. And coupled with that, significant investment in infrastructure. And today, for example, the sectoral plans in terms of climate and energy department in terms of water services will be brought before Cabinet.
That's the Taoiseach Micheál Martin speaking on his way into Cabinet this morning, and earlier the Irish Times political correspondent Harry McGee. The time is a minute to nine.